For the first time, the US military has given an insight into its increasingly tense exchanges with China over disputed maritime territory in Asia. A US spy plane monitoring Beijing's island-building program in the South China Sea has given a news crew a rare first-hand look at what happens when the two sides confront each other. And with the US vowing to continue patrols in the area, security experts say it's only a matter of time before Australia is forced to play a role. Bill Birtles reports.
This is the Chinese Navy. Please go away quickly.
This is what diplomacy between the world's two biggest military powers sounds like at the front line.
I am a United States military aircraft. I am operating with due regard as required under international law.
A U.S. poison and surveillance aircraft responds to repeated warnings by the Chinese Navy as it flies at 15,000 feet above the Spratly Islands in the South China Sea.
Please go, air quickly. Go, go!
8 times the Chinese Navy makes contact, telling the U.S. crew to fly away from the area. On the sea's surface, footage broadcast by CNN shows dozens of Chinese dredging ships pumping sand onto reefs and building large runways and structures. One by one, a new chain of man-made islands is being formed in the Spratly Archipelago, jointly claimed by China, Taiwan, the Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia and Brunei. Carl Thayer, an emeritus professor with the Australian Defence Force Academy, says the island reclamation process has accelerated rapidly.
Before China began, the largest feature was Itu Aba, or Taiping Island, occupied by Taiwan. It's a legitimate island under international law. It's naturally formed and can support habitation and has an economic function. They've now created space 4 times larger than that. So China has, on one, constructed a runway over 3,000 metres. That can take any type of military aircraft. The challenge to the Poseidon 8 came from radar and Chinese Navy facilities already on that island. So China has, in fact, massively enlarged the area, created forward operating bases, and they have a potential military function.
China isn't the only country reclaiming land. Vietnam has also been dredging sand to reinforce islands and atolls that it holds, while the Philippines has placed structures on its islands, including a rusting ship that houses soldiers. Speaking from Hanoi, where he's attending an Australia-Vietnam defence dialogue, Professor Thayer says those efforts don't compare to the scale of China's activities.
So I give you a figure, 1.9%. That's what Vietnam has reclaimed as a compared to the total amount, 2,000 acres of what China has claimed. And in fact, China has stopped land reclamation on 4 of the main features because they're finished. And they're now building 9-story buildings, long-range alert radar, and integrating it. And their challenges to Philippine and American aircraft, calling it a military security area, is an indication that they consider this is sovereign Chinese territory.
The U.S. concern over China's activity in the vital maritime trade area has been reflected in Washington's move to rotate Marines through Darwin. While both Australia and the U.S. refuted recent comments by a senior U.S. defense official that there are plans to base B-1 bombers in Australia, international relations specialist Nick Bisley from La Trobe University says such a move wouldn't be surprising.
The agreement was signed in 2011, and it was in the document right from the start that it was going to involve not just Marines coming to do training exercises, but regular deployments of a whole range of US aircraft. And from 2012, they've been negotiating about runway extensions, strengthening and deepening. So this has been on the cards, and I think when the official misspoke, as he said to reporters in Congress last week. He misspoke in the sense of publicly, but privately these discussions have been going on.
The US military is vowing to ramp up its movements in the South China Sea to assert freedom of navigation near the islands that China is building. Professor Bisley says Australia is locked into the US alliance and may have to at some point play a role.
It means we're much more clearly part of an effort to defend what America sees as a broader regional settlement that is at risk through China's action.
But he doesn't believe confrontation is inevitable. And Carl Thayer says even if it did happen, the US wouldn't necessarily need Australia's support.
China will challenge and be prickly, but it won't use armed force because it knows it would trigger the alliance. And taking on the United States rather than a weak ally like the Philippines, I don't think China's ready to do that. So it's really a question of Australia asserting its backing of international law and supporting the United States and freedom of navigation because Australia itself has an interest in it.
Emeritus Professor Carl Thayer from the Australian Defence Force Academy speaking from Hanoi to our reporter Bill Birtles.